The New York City Council heard testimony today over power and communication issues that plagued the city during and after Hurricane Sandy. Officials from Consolidated Edison, the Long Island Power Authority, Verizon, and Time Warner Cable were among those to testify before the council. Con Edison said the cost of Hurricane Sandy to its operations was $450 million. Here's an excerpt from the hearing today with an exchange between John Mike Saad, Senior Vice President of Electrical Operations at Con Edison, and Brooklyn City Council member Dominic Reccia, whose district was heavily affected by the hurricane.
First, I want to start out in saying to Con Edison, you did an overall a good job.
Thank you.
But there are rooms for improvement.
Of course.
There are ways to make it better. Mm-hmm. My district was devastated. And I just want to start off, you talked about the Brighton Beach grid, okay? The Brighton Beach grid, what areas does that cover that went underwater?
If you're looking for the boundaries, I don't have them at the top of my head.
But it covers Coney Island.
It correct? Does, yes.
And why, what was the actual problem there? You know, mm-hmm. And why did it take so long? Because we were the last part to go up.
Yeah, right. So the issue at Brighton Beach in Coney Island was really the same as Manhattan, the two networks I described in Fulton and Bowling Green. It was basically, I mean, we had people on the ground in that area on October 29th when that storm hit, when that storm surge came in, who were really watching the flood level rise, and they saw the salt seawater making its way into the high voltage equipment in the underground system out there in places like the aquarium and Kingsborough Community College and a number of other locations. And at that point, we knew that salt water and that the high voltage did not mix. And we got, they talked to our control centers immediately, and we then preemptively shut down those networks to avoid essentially fires and explosions, electrical fires and electrical explosions. We did that in the two networks in Manhattan as well as the area of Brighton Beach that I described. That was really the problem, that the salt water inundated the underground network system in that area.
So, and what should be the solution for the future?
So, the immediate solution that we're working on is installing these flood switches that will isolate a number of these locations that will go underwater as a result of Sandy. I mentioned Kingsborough Community as well as the aquarium, and then as I mentioned, there's about five others that are there's a one of the housing developments right there along the shore.
I know,
but there's two of them, two of the housing developments that were particularly affected, and so those handful, it's going to be six or seven customers, will open up those switches and isolate those customers and prevent the outage, the necessity for preventive outage for the 28,000 customers that are supplied. But there is a caveat to that, and that is for any of the other homes or businesses that are underwater and their electrical equipment becomes submerged, that then may become a public safety issue where we need to de-energize either those individual customers or the area. So I do think it's a step. I don't think it's a silver bullet, the be-all, end-all. I think we have work to do to make that equipment in those basements, really, essentially in the basements of all of our customers, either higher, raise it up, or make it submersible.
I agree. And leaning into one of the things that you just said is that in those other buildings, if the electrical was damaged also, then there's a lot of work that has to be done.
Absolutely.
One of the biggest problems that we had during the storm in getting people's electricity back up and running was that we don't know if it was a Con Ed problem or electrical problem inside the people's house. Con Ed would show up, they would say it's the homeowner's responsibility to get an electrician. A private electrician would come and say it's a Con Ed problem. hundreds of homes this happened to. The communication was wow. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to find somebody to, you know, because it was just getting like the runaround.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we correct this?
Mm-hmm.
So when this happens again, we know exactly what has to happen.
Yep. I understand completely what you're talking about. We've never done what we did out there in those hard-hit areas of Staten Island, Brooklyn, and Queens.
It's happening in Staten Island, too.
It is happening in Staten Island, absolutely.
People are getting the runaround.
Yeah. I don't know if they're still getting the runaround. I certainly hope not. But I know early on, we created this process on the really on the fly. It had not existed previously. And we worked in with the city, with the building department, and bringing in those electricians. And I know there were some hiccups along the way. I know we had the communication issues that you're referring to early on. What I think the ultimate solution is, I think we have a process now that is pretty efficient. Folks know their roles, they know how to coordinate, and I think what I hope you're finding now is that the customer, business, homeowner knows they've got the electrician, they're doing their repairs, they're bringing in that certificate to Con Edison, and we are out there, I'm telling you, very quickly. It's within a day, if not within a shift, within 8 hours, in order to make that restoration.
To be honest with you, the way I resolve these problems now, I call Rapid Repairs.
Mm-hmm.
They send out their electrician, mm-hmm. and they tell me if it's a Con Ed or the people's house. That's the way I've been handling this mm-hmm. in the last few weeks.
That was an exchange between John Mike Sand from Con Edison and Brooklyn City Council member Dominic Recchia at today's City Council Sandy preparedness hearing. This is the third of a dozen City Council hearings on oversight preparedness. Others are scheduled this month and next.